DeepEnglish.com. Unusual Inheritances, Active Speaking Part C. He left a vacation home in Jamaica to three of his friends who he knew hated each other. Did three of his friends love each other or hate each other? Three of his friends hated each other. What did he leave these three friends? He left these three friends a vacation home in Jamaica. Sounds generous, but there was a catch. The three men had to live in the house together. Did it sound generous? Yes, it sounded generous. Was there a catch? Yes, there was a catch. What did the three men have to do? The three men had to live in the house together. MacArthur left some anti-horse racing activists $25,000 worth of stock in a horse racing club. How much stock did he leave them? He left them $25,000 worth of stock. What was the stock in? The stock was in a horse racing club. He left seven teetotalers $700,000 of stock in a brewery. What did he leave the seven teetotalers? He left the seven teetotalers $700,000 of stock in a brewery. And he made a condition that they must participate in the brewery's management. Did he make a condition that they must drink alcohol? No, he didn't make a condition that they must drink alcohol. He made a condition that they must participate in the brewery's management. The strangest part of his will became known as the Great Stork Derby. Was it known as the Great Monkey Derby? No, it wasn't known as the Great Monkey Derby. It was known as the Great Stork Derby. The rest of his money would be given to the winner of a contest to see who could have the most babies in 10 years. Would the rest of his money be given to the winner of a contest to see who could have the most babies in 10 years? Yes, the rest of his money would be given to the winner of a contest to see who could have the most babies in 10 years. Over the 10-year contest, his relatives tried to fight the will in court. Did his relatives try to fight the babies in court? No, his relatives didn't try to fight the babies in court. His relatives tried to fight the will in court. Being a lawyer, Millar probably expected this would happen. Who probably expected this would happen? Millar probably expected this would happen. He made sure that his will was written correctly and would stand up to scrutiny in court. What did he make sure was written correctly? He made sure that his will was written correctly. Did he also make sure his will would stand up to scrutiny in court? Yes, he also made sure his will would stand up to scrutiny in court. At the end of the 10-year contest, four women who had nine babies each split the $900,000 prize money. How many women split the money? Four women split the money. How much money did they split? They split $900,000. How many babies did the four women have? The four women had nine babies each. Choosing to cut children out of wills in favor of charities, cats, or even random strangers is a personal choice. Is choosing to cut children out of wills a personal choice? Yes, choosing to cut children out of wills is a personal choice. Would you ever cut your children out of your will? But some of the things we pass down are beyond our control. What is beyond our control? Some of the things we pass down are beyond our control. We all know that our genes determine our physical characteristics and to some extent our personalities too. Do our genes determine our physical characteristics? Yes, our genes determine our physical characteristics. Do they to some extent determine our personalities too? Yes, they to some extent determine our personalities too. We inherit these parts of our identity from our parents, and neither they nor we have a say in the matter. Do we inherit these parts of our identity from our parents? Yes, we inherit these parts of our identity from our parents. Do we have a say in the matter? No, we don't have a say in the matter. While our DNA is fixed, research into epigenetics is showing that things are not so cut and dried. Is our DNA changeable? No, our DNA isn't changeable. Our DNA is fixed. Is research into epigenetics showing that things are not so cut and dried? Yes, research into epigenetics is showing that things are not so cut and dried. We cannot change our DNA, but our body's ability to translate that DNA into proteins is changeable. Is our body's ability to translate that DNA into proteins changeable? Yes, our body's ability to translate that DNA into proteins is changeable. This DNA translation layer is called the epigenome. What is it called? It's called the epigenome. Unlike DNA, it can be changed according to our experiences. What can it be changed according to? It can be changed according to our experiences. And even more remarkably, these changes in the way our bodies translate DNA can be inherited by our children and even our grandchildren. Can they be inherited by our parents and our grandparents? No, they can't be inherited by our parents and our grandparents. They can be inherited by our children and our grandchildren. Professor Lars Olof Bergen of the University of Sweden has found an unusual connection between starving children and the health of their children and grandchildren. Has he found a connection between starving children and the health of their children and grandchildren? Yes, he has found a connection between starving children and the health of their children and grandchildren. Olof grew up in the town of Overkalix in northern Sweden. Where did he grow up? He grew up in the town of Overkalix in northern Sweden.